I'm starting a podcast. What's your advice? Help. That's a question I get asked a lot and that I see being asked a lot. So I thought I need to do a podcast episode on that. If you are starting a podcast, make sure you stick around to the end. I'm doing a two-part special on this one, actually. So make sure you hit subscribe so you don't miss any of the tips that I have for you to start a successful podcast that meets your goals. Welcome to Magnetic Pod. If you are looking to attract your soul clients while doing the work you love, this show is for you. Hi, I'm Olivia D'Souza. I'm a podcast manager and content repurposing specialist. The Magnetic Pod Show is about attracting your soul pod of clients through podcasting. It will also include things that can be applied to other areas of your marketing strategy too. Hit subscribe to join me in calling in the people we are here to help. Let's make a massive impact.
I am here and I'm ready to be brave. Cannot miss me, I'll stand on every stage. I'm available.
Before we dive into it, remember to hit subscribe so you don't miss any of the tips and strategies I share to help you reach your goals with podcasting, and also to make sure you don't miss part two in this series of how to start a successful podcast. So, first of all, strategy. Strategy, get clear. Okay, know why you're doing it. And the reason for me doing this podcast today and for me talking about strategy is I want to lay down the foundations, because the questions I see get asked straight up is the how to a lot, like the how to edit, how to distribute, and that's fair enough because you got to get your head around that. So they're good questions to ask. But sometimes I think you've got to take a step back before you get to that, because if you start a podcast and you haven't got a clear why and a clear direction and a clear strategy, not to say that can't change as you go along, but it helps to have some clarity and a clear head when you start, so that when you get into it and you have having to pump out regular episodes and haven't thought about it ahead of time, I see people throwing their hands up going, why am I doing this again? What's the point? You don't know, like if you haven't sorted out how to pump them out, how to batch record, why you're doing it, what the strategy is and what the outcomes you want are, then you haven't laid down the foundations to make it a lot easier and to make your podcast a lot more successful. So know your why. Are you doing it because you want to generate leads? Is it because you want to get on other people's podcasts and having a podcast will help you do a reciprocal arrangement? Is it because you want to collaborate with strategic partners? And that can be done when you have guests. It does help you to build relationships and have opportunities open up. Is it brand awareness? What is it? I mean, obviously you'll have a passion if you want to do podcasts and you want to help people, but it's got to meet your goals as well as theirs. That's what I'm saying. Okay, so from there, get clear on what your podcast is about. So unless you are a famous Joe Rogan or something, you have to have a reason for people to listen to you. They're not going to listen to you just because you've started a podcast if they don't know who you are. So rather than having a podcast about interesting conversations, you could have a podcast about uncomfortable conversations, difficult conversations, or true crime conversations. I'm just thinking of conversations. It doesn't have to be conversations. It could be lead generation tips. It could be whatever it is that you do, but it has to be specific so that people know why they should listen and if it relates to them. So help people to know why to listen and pick something. For most people, if they're doing a podcast, and the people that I help are doing it because they have a business and they want it to meet their business goals. So if you have a business, pick something that relates to the services you offer and meets the needs of your ideal client, because that's who you want as your listener. Because that's the value. That is the huge value of a podcast, is the people listening are listening because they want to know about the thing that you're talking about, and they seek you out and they listen to you. So you're building a really highly targeted following of listeners. And that's what's valuable, and that's what you can do something with. Okay, so The other thing I would say is be mindful of your show notes. Don't waste them. They are gold. Such a waste to just put a line or two and not put any links in there. So this also links into planning your episodes. Unless you're someone who, like I do have some clients that are more spiritual and what they say is pretty much just channeled and they can't even remember what they said and it just pours out of them. But for everyone else, and even them, if they can remember to drop this in somewhere, if you can put in a lead magnet so people can reach out and get to know you, maybe if you're channeling stuff, you'll have that all sorted automatically. But basically, put lead magnets in there. Don't waste the opportunity of having people listen to you without getting them onto your email list or into your world or onto your Facebook group or something. Bring them into your world, so turn them into leads, and from there nurture them and you can have clients. That's the idea. The great thing, by the way, about people who do come to you via podcast is that they are the easiest to convert into clients because they've pretty much already made the decision by the time they reach out. Side note. So when planning your episode, I have an episode planning template that I use that helps to remind me of the points I have and if I have anything helpful but that relates to the points I have, like, for example, right now, the episode template. So you can get that from me in the show notes. You can download that. It helps you plan how to grab attention straight away from the beginning to let them know what the episode is about, anything that you need to remind them about, how many points that you want to cover, and remembering to put the lead magnets in and a call to action. So that's all in my template, so you can go and get that. All right, so then the other thing you want to think about is the format and the frequency. The frequency is how often you're going to do it. So definitely recommend batch recording. For most people, weekly or fortnightly is what will work. You just want something consistent so you stay front of mind and in front of people's, you know, that you can build on if you're consistently putting out content, which, by the way, you can maximize the use of your time by repurposing, which is something I help with too. I can do that for you. So think about how often you're going to put them out and batch record. Do them ahead of time. So in terms of format, what I'm talking about there is whether you're going to do solo, just you speaking and you being the expert in your field and showing the knowledge, the thought leader that you are, and that kind of thing, or whether you're going to have guests, whether you're going to interview colleagues or people in complementary fields, or whether it's going to be clients and the benefits of all of those sort of things. I don't want to talk too much on that because I have a separate episode on it. My most recent one before this one was all about the different formats. And so go check that out. It is really important before you start a podcast just to know these things. You can do a hybrid of different formats, but it's good to know what the benefits are. And the other possibility is you could do it with a co-host. So that means that you also have to work in with somebody else as far as time, but it can have benefits as well. So go check out the episode for more detail on that. Lastly is the technical stuff, the nuts and the bolts. So don't jump to that straight away. First of all, get clear on your why and what it's going to be about. And then you can get that vision happening in your head. You can get excited about your why and the outcome that it's going to create for you and the people that you are here to serve and that you're here to make a difference to. And so once you've got clear on that, then you can get excited about sorting out the nuts and bolts and the editing and the distributing and the artwork and the name and all of those sort of things. So make sure you've definitely hit subscribe because my next episode is going to be all about that side of things. I also will have a workshop covering all of this but going much deeper and where it'll be live with you so you'll be able to ask me questions about your specific situation. So if you're interested in that, message me over on Instagram. Livvy Music Media is the handle. Livvy is Livvy. And if you found this helpful, please share it on whichever platform you're listening on. Share it to social media. Share it with someone that you know is thinking about starting a podcast or someone that you want to start a podcast with. Spread the word. That would be brilliant. And don't forget to download my episode template as well as my equipment template if you want to know what equipment you might need. All right, that's it for this episode. I will see you in part two. Bye.
I am here and I'm ready to be brave. Cannot miss me, I'll stand on every stage. I'm available.
Hello, it's Libby here. Have you ever wondered about what the key elements are that make a podcast truly stand out? Or maybe you're thinking about starting your own special podcast and feel a bit overwhelmed and don't know where to start? Well, I have something for you. Introducing the Ultimate Podcast Checklist. Da, 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 da. It's a step-by-step guide that covers everything from the initial brainstorming to advanced growth strategies. It's the perfect companion for both new and seasoned podcasters. And the best part, it's absolutely free. Da, 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 da. To grab your copy, simply head to the show notes of this episode and you will find a direct link there, and then away you go. Remember, every podcast started with that initial spark and the right resource. So let the ultimate podcasting checklist be yours.